Hiya, friends. Support for Food for Thought comes from Ralph's Spoilsport Motors, the world's largest new, used, and used new automobile dealership. Well, Nancy Leeson, the big news is that you're leaving full-time at the Times. It's fine with me. Now I have you all to myself for Food for Thought.
Well, Stein, you don't have me all to yourself because I'm going to continue to write as a freelancer for the Times. But you know how much I love to spend time with you, especially when we're sitting at a table.
Especially your table, of which I am so envious. I want it. You should give me that table, Nancy. Seriously.
I think that your dining room table, your kitchen table, the place where you spend the most time when you're eating, when you're reading, when you're just hanging out with your family or friends, is a really important piece of furniture. It's the most important piece of furniture in your house next to your bed, right?
I agree with you. That's where everybody does everything, at the kitchen table or the dining room table.
So when I first met Mac and we started dating, on our second serious date, I helped him buy a table for the house that I had no idea at the time was going to be mine too, or I might have picked something different. But for the last, I'd say 15 years, he's been hawking me about wanting to get a table built by this guy named Cliff Adams, whose stuff we've been seeing at our neighborhood farmers market for the last 15 years.
And you had access to some really nice wood for it, too.
Yeah, you know what? It's a real takes a village tale, and I tell it in the Seattle Times this week, that the wood from this table that we now sit at came from trees that were felled just a couple of blocks from our house. That's the coolest thing about this table. Okay, it was black locust.
I think that's the kind of tree that a lot of stuff falls off of. It might have even been a plague on the neighborhood.
It was a plague on my friends Ken and Moe's house, which was Greg's next-door neighbor. They, for years, wanted him to get rid of those trees. So, you know, he hated to cut them down. Instead, what they did was they felled the trees and then had them milled right there on the spot. So this wood that came down just a couple blocks away was then schlepped all the way up to Bellingham to our pal Cliff's wood shop, and he made a gorgeous table out of it. You know how there's just something that you wanted, you want it for a long time, and when you finally get it, you're so excited? That's how my husband was. When that thing got delivered, we had Greg come over, the guy who felled the trees, and Cliff was there with his wife, Billy, and the guys who helped him build it, guys who helped him schlep it, and we all sat down and had pie and tea and coffee. It's become just this beautiful piece of art that now sits in our dining room. It wasn't inexpensive, but it was no more expensive than a nice dining room table that you would buy at the store.
Well, we would never buy a nice dining room table at the store, but now our dining room table is so ancient and so wobbly in so many different directions. Now we may have to go around looking for some old table.
Unless you know what, Stein?
What?
I have just the table for you.
Your old table, right?
Yep, my old table.
Well, you know what? Send me a picture. Maybe we'll buy it from you at a decent price.
I'd give it to you, buddy.
You can see pictures of the raw lumber that this table was made out of and various stages of construction. It's a real beauty, right at kplu.org. Just click on the Food for Thought thing there. And, of course, I'll have a link to Nancy's story about the table as well.
With KPLU's Dick Stein, I'm food commentator Nancy.
As the tables turn,
listen.